evening. Okay, I'll just share my screen. Hopefully, it will not have a problem right now. Okay. So, tell me, can you see the screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, now let's play a game together. I will be this woman on the who has a red computer, and you will be this boy who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself. Okay? I'm looking forward to it, and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell. So look, there are three different envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one, and then you can tell me a story.
Ma'am, I go for the first
First one, the sun.
one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, look, the story you have chosen has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. So, now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue, and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this in my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. So take a good look at the sequence of pictures here and take your time. And then whenever you're ready, just tell me. You can tell the story, okay?
Can you please zoom it a little?
Zoom it. I think this is the maximum it can go. No, it can be zoomed. Tell me when you need to see the other three pictures, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Can you please go to the next set of pictures?
Okay. Okay, so very good, very nice. So look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we can both see the story and let me to ask you some questions about the story, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. It is an
Okay.
inspiration that we should help others.
Good. Okay. So in these two pictures, Why does the mother bird fly away?
I think she flew away to bring food for her children and to fly away her enemies also.
Okay. And in this picture, how do the baby birds feel?
The baby birds cry when the mother goes out.
No, I am asking about the baby birds. How do the baby birds feel in this particular picture?
The baby birds feel hungry and they are starving.
Okay, why do you think the baby birds are feeling hungry?
They are feeling hungry because they are simply crying, and that might be due to they have not eaten some food.
Okay. So in this picture, why does the cat climb the tree?
I think the cat goes up to the tree to catch the children, I think he is also a bit delighted by the food that the mother gave.
Okay. In these two pictures, how does the cat feel?
The cat feels very bad as the dog scares him away. And he feels also very terrified.
Okay. So why do you think the cat feels very terrified?
The cat feels very terrified as the dog bit his tail, and the dog might pose any harm to the cat.
Okay. So in this picture, why does the dog grab the cat's tail?
I think the dog grabs the cat's tail to help the mother bird.
Okay. And in this picture, imagine that the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
The dog feels very good as he saved the lives of a few birds.
Okay. And in the entire story, who do you think the mother bird likes the best? The cat or the dog?
I think the mother bird likes the dog the best.
Why?
Because the dog helped her and saved her children.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dipyanshu. Thank you so much for helping me. And I'll see you next week again. We'll have an Odia storytelling then. And I hope you continue to help me like this. Okay, it was so nice to meet you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.